Welcome to earnestlycontendingforthefaith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today we're going to be giving a short presentation on a topic that we have titled The Age of Accountability. So what is the age of accountability and what does it actually mean? Every effect of sin upon mankind applies to every human being, and that includes newborn babies. Regardless of what the deceived infant baptizers and many wicked Calvinists teach, the Bible clearly teaches that a just God does not hold infants personally liable for their sins. However, there obviously comes a time when an individual does become accountable to God for their sin. Hence, we hear the term, the age of accountability. This doctrine of accountability is based upon the following biblical facts. Number one, all children have a sin nature. We see that in Psalm 51, verse 5, where the Bible says this, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Number two, all children manifest their sin nature almost immediately. We see that in Psalm 58, verse 3, and Proverbs 20, verse 11. Psalm 58, verse 3 states this, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11 states this, "Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right." Number three, little children cannot discern between good and evil. We see that documented in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39, where the Bible says this, "Moreover, your little ones, which you said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it." That's Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39. Therefore, folks, they are not accountable. This does not necessarily mean that they cannot respond in obedience to parental authority. Discernment is a learning process for all of us. Number four, little children do not sin willfully. That would be Romans chapter 5, verse 14. "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come." Again, that is Romans chapter 5, verse 14. Now, the phrase, "even over them that had sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression," indicates that little children do not willfully disobey God's law as Adam did. They only naturally disobey. And the point there being is that Adam's sin was willful because he made a conscious choice to do that which he knew God had not commanded. Now, when we say that little children do not sin willfully, we're talking about small ones because they obviously reach a point in time where, what is your definition of little? That would be the question. They reach a point in time where some children, especially teenagers, can become very rebellious. Number five, little children who die are safe in Jesus. We see that documented in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, where the Bible says this, "But now is he dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." And that is King David talking about the child that was born of Bathsheba and then almost immediately died. He was saying that he could go to that child. David's child died shortly after birth. David, who was a saved man, had the assurance that he would one day see his son alive in heaven, demonstrating the fact that infants who die go to be with the Lord. Number six, children become accountable from their youth up. Genesis chapter 8, verse 21, and Matthew chapter 19, verse 20, put it this way. Verse 21 of Genesis 8, "And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done." Again, that's Genesis 8, verse 21. Then we have Matthew chapter 19, verse 20, which states this. "The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I?" That's Matthew chapter 19, verse 20. As to exactly when this point of accountability occurs, the Bible is silent on that, folks. The age of accountability no doubt varies with each child and depends some degree upon external influences. For example, in godly homes where the Bible is taught, this can be at a very early age. We see that, and let's go and look at 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 1 through 3, and then we'll look at 2 Chronicles 36, verse 9, and then 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Now, this is speaking of a king in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 1 through 3. "Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images." That's 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 1 through 4. Note that in this particular instance that Josiah was a godly king, and that his reign started when he was 8 years old. Now, we have an instance of Jehoiakim over in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 9, where it says this, Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. So we see a contrast set up there between one of these guys is Josiah, he's 8 years old, and then we got Jehoiakim, who is also 8 years old, and look at the contrast between them. Josiah started doing those things which were right in the sight of the Lord, and then Jehoiakim was doing those things which were wicked and evil in the sight of the Lord. And it's obvious from the passages of Scripture that they both understood what they were doing. And then we got 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Now, folks, accountability, and this is just a brief presentation we've given here, but accountability involves understanding God's law. Let's go and look at Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Verse 2, "And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the 7th month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law." Now, so I think probably what we've established here is that the age of accountability, reaches a point in the life of every child where they become accountable to God for their sin. And we've also established the fact that there is no set age for an individual to come to accountability. It has more to do with what knowledge he has been had, that he has had, in his life. And a lot of that is based upon whether or not an individual was, born into what is called a Christian home, and they started receiving the things of God through the Word of God, early in life. And, many times those children will end up coming to salvation a lot sooner, and they'll also come to the realization a lot sooner because of the Word of God that they are in fact a sinner before God. Once they come to that knowledge and they know what that penalty is for their sin, then they are accountable to God. And I want you to take that with you today, and just realize that it is different for every child. We want to thank you for joining us today in this short presentation on the age of accountability.